Tuesday's rally at the White Oak Amphitheater in Greensboro felt a lot like Barack Obama rallies of 2008 and 2012.
I love you back. I love North Carolina. I do. I always used to say in North Carolina, people are so nice in North Carolina, even the folks who didn't vote for me are still nice to me.
There was even a T-shirt stand along the road outside the rally, selling Hillary Clinton for President T-shirts and T-shirts featuring Barack Obama's famous face. Jarvis Hall is a political science professor at North Carolina Central University.
You could tell he feels at home in front of that kind of crowd. And I think we need more visits like that, more surrogates like that. But nobody can do what Obama and Michelle Obama can do in terms of exciting a crowd like that.
There have been lingering questions if the Clinton campaign can persuade enough black people to vote for her. Elon University poll results released this month show Clinton has 98% support from African Americans. Hall says polls are good, but neither candidate, Republican Donald Trump, nor Clinton can take North Carolina votes for granted.
In order for Hillary Clinton to win, she would have to have a very large turnout of African American voters and especially young voters. And that's where she is having some problems. There's an enthusiasm gap, especially between her and Obama.
And that's why the president was here, to help make sure his votes in 2008 pass on to Clinton in 2016.
And I can tell you that the African-American participation in this election is going to equal or exceed the participation in 2008.
It sounds like Congressman G.K. Butterfield has a crystal ball in his office. The Democrat, whose district stretches from Durham all the way to Elizabeth City, says he's confident Clinton will win North Carolina.
And I talk to people at all levels in the community. I was at a McDonald's this morning talking to the lady who was sweeping the floor and cleaning the tables, and she is so upset about this election. She says she cannot wait to vote in this election.
And it's been a nasty election. Politicians and political scientists say Clinton's lack of enthusiasm and lack of grassroots campaigning in black communities has nothing on Trump's documented attacks on women and minorities. Taylor Bullock is an 18-year-old freshman at North Carolina A&T State University, one of hundreds of cheering Aggies at the Obama rally. Did you come here to see President Barack Obama, or did you come here to support Hillary Clinton?
I came to see President Obama.
Well, how are you going to vote in a few weeks?
And they would just say, no. I came to see President Obama. I'll vote Hillary.
You don't sound excited, though.
Well, I'm not going to vote Trump.
An unenthusiastic vote is the same as an enthusiastic vote. It still counts. Democratic Congresswoman Alma Adams made sure this Obama crowd got the message.
So join us at the ballot box. Get registered to vote. Cast your vote early, and let's turn this mother out.
Leonida Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.